William Van Rostenberg stood outside New Paltz Village Hall February 27, 2004, as Mayor Jason West presided over Van Rostenberg's marriage to former partner and retired Army Major Jeffrey McGowan. Van Rostenberg says New Paltz broke a glass ceiling.
And as many of us said, and what I said in particular at that time in late February 2004, is that we're going to, in short time, desensitize the American public, meaning that, you know, in years ahead, as we are now, we are making people be aware that gay people are not evil, as President Bush said and as the Pope said. You know, we did and we wanted to change things and we wanted to change civilization as we know it. You know, they were afraid of that. It would change civilization as we know it. Well, thank goodness, of course, because we don't want discrimination in this country.
Van Rostenberg was not only part of the first couple married that day, he was among the organizers.
How important do you think it was for that day 10 years ago to play a role in the 2011 signing of legalizing gay marriage in New York State?
You know, I think it was very important because it planted a seed, so to speak. It was something that, again, it wasn't so abstract and so far-fetched. It was done. Nothing happened. Nothing changed. God didn't come down and, you know, strike his wrath. People went on with their lives. And in fact, what it did, it showed that we are evolving as a human race, that we are supporting other people with different beliefs. And that was a beautiful thing. And I think absolutely that played a role in moving this whole thing forward. You know, it was very interesting. At the time we were in war, and President Bush, right before the wedding, said, you know, he was talking about the war, and he said the axis of evil and all this. Well, let's focus on the positive. We had Boston that was going to do it in a few months. We had San Francisco that was doing it at the same time as New Paltz. I called it the axis of freedom. And when you do these little things, when you have a little community, a little village called New Paltz, that stood up with their huge sister cities, these big metropolises in this most famous country on the East Coast and the West Coast, it said, okay, if a small town America is doing this, big cities are doing it, it's not that bad and it's the right thing to do.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in 2011 signed a bill legalizing same-sex marriage. The 2004 marriages were not recognized by the state, as then-Governor George Pataki and former State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer said same-sex marriage violated the state's domestic relations law. Van Rostenberg says he was prepared for the ramifications in 2004.
Well, we were prepared for anything in between on both sides of the spectrum. We were told with the attorneys that were representing not only Jason West, but us as individuals and myself as the first couple married, that we were all potentially facing arrest. We would be put in jail. So that was one side of the argument. The other argument was, you know, everyone's going to back off. This is not such a terrible thing. The law in New York State was very gray. I mean, had it been now, 10 years later, everybody would have supported us and there would be no debate, even if it hadn't passed in the state legislature.
He says being in the limelight and experiencing enormous stress, including death threats, following the 2004 ceremonies took a toll on his marriage. He and McGowan divorced, and Van Rostenberg has since remarried. In fact, about 10 minutes from New Paltz Village Hall sits Van Rostenberg's Liberty View Farm in Highland, home not only to an organically grown apple orchard, goats and other animals, vegetables and the like, but more recently, weddings. Van Rostenberg notes that he sits on the board of Ulster County Tourism and is busy promoting farm and estate weddings, which, he says, draw in visitors with open wallets.
They book our hotel, they hire caterers that buy local food, they hire local musicians, photographers. They're spending oodles of money. You know, these weddings are $30,000 to $300,000 on a property like this, and they're bringing in wonderful, wonderful tax revenue, and it's very, very powerful to Ulster County residents.
And you got married on your own farm, right?
I did. It was really beautiful. I had only 2 weeks' notice. Unfortunately, once again, my wedding couldn't be planned like most people. It happened last year before the Supreme Court of the United States was making a decision, and we thought maybe they were going to, you know, take away all the rights to gay people. So friends of mine and close friends and attorneys, they all advised me to get married before this, because if you get married before, in America we have this thing called being grandfathered in. So we had to rush to this. I gave 3 weeks' notice to 136 guests, including our wonderful, and I was honored that my incredible Congressman Maurice Hinchey was attending.
Hinchey retired from Congress at the end of his term in 2012. As for Van Rostenberg, he says he will continue in his activist role, though a bit differently.
I became an activist at 18. I'm going to be 49 in a few weeks. And it's important to move forward and constantly fight for the good causes. There's so many good causes out there. I'm not one of these people that likes to dwell on the negative. Let's do the right thing. Let's fight for health for everyone, for freedom, eating healthy. So I've been active taking my political activity as far as a gay rights activist and moving it into also, you know, farm activism, organic farm activism. And at the same time, as I'm getting older, you know, I'm trying to reflect and take a little bit time for myself and my friends and family, because I've devoted so much time in the past, I had no time for anything else.